Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
At 17 to the hour. Not only is it 17 to the hour, it's the 17th anniversary of Steve Forbes' membership in our brain trust. Hey, Steve, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, 17, that's the age back in the dark ages when I got my license in New Jersey. So 17 has a nice ring with me.
There you go. Well, thank you for 17 great years, Steve. We appreciate you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Honored.
Hey, Steve, let's talk about the Fed and gold and the dollar. This is an area that is absolutely your wheelhouse. What we're going through, what we're seeing right now in the between the Fed and what I call their subservience to Wall Street, and their responding to the president and the president's jawboning of the Fed, I've never seen this much. I've never seen these kinds of interactions before. Have you?
No, not so public. And back when we were in diapers, Harry Truman had some couple of big public fights with the Fed. I think he ended up firing two Fed chairmen. Now, if a president wants a chairman out, they can force the issue, even though legally they're not, they don't have the law on their side. Politically, they can force them out by rendering them neutral. And Truman did it twice. So what it gets to a battle of fundamental, more beyond whether they're going to cut or raise interest rates or leave them alone, is why is the Fed trying to guide the economy anyway?
Right.
You know, they didn't work in the Soviet Union. And the idea they can manipulate the price of money, that's like rent control. We know rent control distorts markets. Well, borrowing money is like renting the money. And when you distort the price, you get bad things or distorted things in the credit market.
Do you think part of it is just standoff? Well, there you go. Do you think that they're saying float? What? How about this, Steve? How about if they just didn't meet for 6 months? What if they just did like the Texas legislature and came back every couple of years? What if there's? Do you think it's they've got nothing to do and they're trying to find something to do?
Well, they've got 700 economists employed, and they give grants to thousands of others. So they got the whole profession dancing around them,
right?
Or a big part of it. And they find busy work. They trade securities every day and currencies and all that stuff. But their basic task should be a stable dollar. Now, James Grant, who's a wonderful writer, has a great newsletter, Grant's Interest Rate Survey, and he did a piece for the Journal the other day making the point that the system we have now just invites too big to fail, invites government bailouts, and just invites trouble. It's just a matter of when you're going to get it.
Because of the easy money.
Standard. I like a gold standard, too.
So you've always been a proponent of the gold standard. Tell us why. Tell us again why.
Because it keeps the dollar stable in value. When you see the price of gold fluctuate, that's not the value of gold fluctuating. That's the value of the dollar fluctuating. For a variety of reasons, which I explain in my books and in a movie we have out called In Money We Trust, which has been on public television, gold keeps its intrinsic value better than anything else. It's like the North Star. So when you tie it, as we did for 180 years, to gold, the dollar, even when you have civil wars and depressions and all that stuff, the average growth rate in this country is the highest in the history of the world. And since we went off gold, which means the dollar's value fluctuates, which means you get less productive investment because you don't know what you're going to get paid back in, our growth rate has fallen by about a third to 40%.
If we converted back to the gold, would we need a Fed?
Theoretically, no, but even though I'm a conservative, I am a compassionate conservative. So if you keep part of the Fed, maybe send them on 6 month sabbaticals to North Korea and let them do their work there, which would truly undermine the regime.
Right.
And by the way, this gets to the whole thing of one of the nominees that President Trump has proposed for the Fed is Judy Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's a gold bug, isn't she?
She believes in it, but she knows that's not going to happen anytime soon. But her role would be a critical one of asking the right questions, asking the hard questions, which that institution badly needs.
What would it
She's
take?
Got all the credentials.
What would it take to convert to gold, Steve? What would it take to convert to gold?
Well, it might take a crisis, or it might just take agitation from.
But what would the steps be? What would the steps be?
The amazing thing is, they try to make it sound so complicated and undoable. Blah blah blah. You could do it within 72 hours. All you do is set the price, call it $1,300. I'm just picking a number, and you do your operations. If gold goes above $1,300, you tighten. If it goes below $1,300, you ease. It's like cruise control.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple.
Would we be able to own whole gold?
You don't even have to own gold. We have plenty of gold. I think it's about 260 million ounces. And so we have more than enough to do the
system. But I mean, would it be legal? At one point in time, you couldn't legally hold gold, right?
No, it would be absolutely legal to do anything you want with gold.
Right.
If you want to build a house with it, it would be legal. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you have to do to, as an insurance policy, is you have to allow alternative currencies. If you and I want to do a contract in the currency we create, that should be legal and enforceable.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, that's an interesting thing.
Give people an alternative, then the government knows if it starts to mess up, people are going to search
for alternatives. Hold on to that thought, Steve. I'm going to ask you about that when we come back. You brought up a subject there that I hadn't thought about asking you, but I will when we come back. And we're also going to talk about, is socialism going to play well in Peoria? And we'll talk about that with Steve Forbes. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.